God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Great to be in the house of God. Amen. Once again. I just want to mention a little something before we get started in Jesus' name. I saw a special, a documentary called African versus African Americans. And it was a real deep, documentary. I learned a lot of things. One of the things that we've learned is that the enemy is at work in every area and every facet. And as I'm watching this, no, I think it was an hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't know. But when the credits rolled up, I just sat there like, how do I process this? You know, how do I even put this together in my mind? And thank God for the training here at Word of Life. And I like the word training because we're being trained.
Amen.
For war.
Yes.
Where's the war? In the mind.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, okay, so I got to put a biblical worldview on this. It's great to know that. It's great to even know that. Because certain things folks don't need to watch if they haven't been trained right on how to process information. Like, don't even watch it. So, okay, I got to run this through a biblical worldview. And what does Word of God says about each of these situations? Lord, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how long it take. I still believe I'm hearing from God. And I've told you still before you flat-footed and telling you again that I'm going to go out and talk to this nation, both black and white. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just told you that, I think, last week, Not saying that black people cannot benefit. Of course, they most definitely can benefit from getting rid of the toxic sin of racial hatred, because black folk struggle with that too. Just like we have been cleansed of some things here by hearing the series ourselves as black Christians, quote unquote. But I want to do talk to our white brethren and sister about that series. But the other one I mentioned was going throughout the country and talking to black churches, black people, black Christians, about our preeminent identity. Now, I don't know that this documentary even exists, but our preeminent identity, or supreme identity, has been going on for at least a month, I think. We really, black Christians, I know there's no such a thing, but for today's conversation it is, really needs this series more than I even realized.
Man.
More than I even realized. So, I had no idea that there was even an African versus an African American. And it made me take some deep inventory of myself when I went across an African. So there's conflict between Africans and African Americans, just like there is between white people and black people. Now, I had heard for years, I'll be 60 in May, I've heard all my life the Africans don't even like black people. Heard that all my life. Never knew why. Never discovered it. Never went into it. Enemy is subtle. He's the most subtle beast of the field. So when Africans came here, black Americans would make fun of them, calling them behind scratchers, and they say, I don't know where that came from. They don't use the word behind, they use the word booty scratchers. Spear chuckers. This is black people talking to Africans. Do you wear clothes? Do you wear underwear? So one African came over, and he didn't know what underwears. Even then, he's grown now. He still was putting the S on the plural. No, said underwear. He's underwears. He didn't know what it was. He said, "No, I don't wear underwears." They chased him. I don't know, at elementary school, around the school, up and down, trying to pull his pants down to see if he had any underwear on. He was harassed and bullied by black people so that he got rid of his African accent and didn't have nothing to do with Africa. African black Americans have all kind of stereotypes for Africans. Africans have all kind of stereotypes for black Americans. All from the kingdom of darkness, but the vehicle was television. So what's being piped over in Africa, a movie like Dead Presidents, I don't know if you remember that one, with Lorenz. April just dropped her head. Movies like Colors, you know, just so when an African is sending their child over here, they say stay away from the black people because they're dangerous, they're violent. And here in America, black Americans are seeing the Africans as people running around in the jungles with loincloths on, women are breast, you know, topless and carrying a spear, all these sort of negative, for the most part, connotations. And if you don't have God and the word to sift through all of that, you just take it in and you just treat them accordingly. So they had to sit down. The row of chairs going this way, maybe about six chairs this way and about six, seven this way. Africans were on this side, black Americans on this side. They had a conversation. One of the things that I never realized that Africans do not know the history of black Americans. That stunned me. Never knew. They didn't understand about slavery. They didn't understand about Jim Crow, lynchings. They knew none of that. You should have heard. You should have seen the faces of the Africans when they were hearing the history of black Americans. They were absolutely stunned. They're like, this really happened? That stunned me. And conversely, black Americans do not know the history of Africans. It's something. When you put it all together, black Americans were dominated and enslaved by Europeans, just like Africa. The Africans that stayed around in Africa were most, the entire African continent was colonized by Europeans. And so they were put into slavery and they were enslaved to just like, and we found that our history was a lot alike. But the enemy is one of division. Comes a divide. And so you had these two just stunned. But why am I bringing this to you? Because there's something that the Lord showed me. And I think I was in there in praise and worship right now. As to, I believe, why he turned me on and that, why the Lord did. One of many reasons. The Bible was used in Africa, misused in Africa and in America. Christianity, so-called, was misused in both sides. So who you think gonna have a hard time accepting Christianity? Black people. got a double dose of it in Africa and in America, misusing scripture in the Bible to enslave and to submit yourselves. One African, I forgot what you call him, like the one of the head guy, the storyteller guy. I ain't trying to, you know, he's a, I don't know, he's an elder, like a tribal chief, something like that. He said when the Europeans came, they had the Bible, we had the land. When they left, we had the Bible, they had the land. I thought, Lord, no wonder. It's a wonder. It really shows the power of God that anybody black would listen to so-called Christianity in the Bible because of the continued misuse of it to enslave and to dominate generations of Africans and black Americans on both sides of the continent. And our as black people, our identity in the natural is all muddled in a mighty way. One black American said, I don't know who I am. He said, and that's sad. God is, he knows what he's doing. This teaching on preeminent identity is so important, because if you would have watched that and didn't have this teaching, you would not say, you would have been very sad, and you'd have felt lost after that teaching. Somewhat. Like, where do I put these feelings? Slavery was so horrible, I never heard this before, that they were taking poor white children and putting, what he said, I forgot the walnut bark on their skin to darken their skin, cut their hair shorter and burn it so that it appeared coarse, and was selling them as mulattoes into slavery. And all the Lord said, I told you, at the root of all evil is the love of money. I can make me some more money. They poor, they're white, they look enough, I do some things to them, I can sell and make more money. We live in an evil world. And I really think if we realize just how evil this world is, I'd like to think, and I hope it's already happening in the Word of Life, that heaven becomes a whole lot more appealing to you. Because to the majority of the people of God, it still isn't where it should be as far as having that preeminent place in our heart that's like, more, I want to get there. When you see an African, I know we're children of God, what are we taught to do? Love everybody. You're supposed already to be doing that, but you know we fail at times. So I want to tell you, black and white, when you see an African, go out your way, shake a hand, nod a head, something, fist bump them, something. Make them feel welcome. I'm again running back in my life. Lord, have I felt that way or done that too when I saw an African? Father God, we just, you know, sometimes you show me things and we just get a little, not necessarily disheartened, but just, I don't know, feeling some type of way. And I just thank you for your word to kind of like smooth us out. Just cool us out and just bring it back to the center. Because Father, we hear things that make us sad. Just sad. So I pray for the Africans that are here. And for those, and for black Americans who go to Africa, because they're treated just as negative too by Africans, black Americans are. And so, Father, there's just that, they're just Satan. That's all. Yeah. That's why we, Father, you're trying to tell us we need to lead in love. We really, really do. We need to lead in love. We need to stand a post. Glory be to God. Join the fray and stand there. And walk in love to those who are without. Help us to be beacon lights in a very dark world. You've declared it. You are the light of the world. Not you're going to be. Not you were. But we are right now, presently speaking, the light of the world. Salt of the earth. It's on us, word of life. It's on us to shine brightly. You never know who's around? Who needs what? Help us to be hospitable to all people.
Amen.
Because in doing so, we have entertained angels and didn't even know it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It just makes you. It makes me just realize, wow, how am I treating people? That's what it did for me. Just made me take an inventory. What am I saying to people? How am I looking at people that I don't know? I mean, it could look different. What kind of body language am I showing them? Is it a negative thing? Am I making them feel worse? Has their day gotten worse because of me? That shouldn't be the case. Smile don't cost you nothing. A kind gesture. Yeah, but my day is jacked up. Well, help somebody else's day get right then. Don't just make everybody's day bad. Please make that a lie that misery loves company. Make that a lie. That's not biblical. That's not found in the book of Second Hesitations. It's not in there. That's not what Jesus said. He said love. Love, love. Show compassion. We're equipped. And like we gotta go get this. We're gonna sing it again. We're gonna sing the second and third song and then let the church rise back to number one again, please. We just need to keep these songs are reminding over and over and over and over. We are, because of sin, we gotta hear things like 25,000 times. Let the church rise. Well, then let's rise and take our place. What? As lights in the darkness.
Amen.
Well, I ain't gonna smile at him. He's African. He got big lips. He got a bald head. Who cares? I don't like white people. Well, they don't like you either. So eye for an eye. Now what you gonna do? Lord God Almighty, wow. There's over 7 billion people on the planet, nearing 8. As people of God, we are to major in getting along with people. We are to lead the way. You lead in your office. I got your text, amen. The Lord knows what we need, amen. He knows what we need. You're not going to always get treated with respect and dignity. But like me and Sister Rolanda used to drill into Brooke and Brianna, that does not give you the right to just go out and treat anybody in any kind of way because you're having a bad day. Just does not give you that right. He says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
We're equipped to walk in love. We're equipped. We are already the light of the world. He said that. I don't know if we're catching that. You're not going to become. You don't have to go into a phone booth and change into the light of the world. You are walking light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have the love of God right now as a present possession inside of us. Do we really understand that? My Lord and my God. Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Has been shed abroad. Shed abroad means to gush forth greedily. He just overflowed our hearts with that love. It's in our hearts right now. Yeah. What? The love of God. The love. What kind of love? Of God. Whose love? God's love. Yeah. Not just anyone's love. Yeah. So love the African. Love the white person. Love the Arab. Love the Jew. Love them. Man, one preacher put that the word of God is the only word, whatever word you want to use, document, I don't know, that is that transcends all cultures. Amen. He's, first he said, it's for all cultures. Then he said, no, it's for all people of every culture. Amen. That's why it reaches the people. That's a beautiful comment, because the word of God doesn't have to be altered, fixed to go to the white person, to the black person. You don't have to change to go to the Arab, to the Jew. It's for all people. Why? Because it's the word of God. Amen. I love that. It transcends culture, ethnicity, color, socioeconomic standing. It transcends your academics or prowess or lack thereof. Amen. It's the almighty word of God. Let's look at Romans 5:5 just right quick. I want you to just eyeball it. Romans 5:5. I love that verse because it talks about the hope that does not disappoint. I thank God for that. Start at verse 1, please. Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1. Reading from the New American. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That right there is enough to just close the Bible and run home without your car shouting. Because there are billions who do not have peace with God. Having peace with God is one of the most overlooked blessings that we possess as Christians. You know what that peace with God means? That the wrath of God is no longer hanging over our heads. That the blood of Jesus Christ had been applied to all our sins, and now instead of being at war with God, we're at peace with God. Instead of being enemies of God, we're friends of God. Instead of being on the outside looking in, he's called us in and we're seated at the table. You can stop right there. Just run. And we're overlooking that. Trying to find a Rolls Royce. Time to get your bills paid. Trinkets. Miss Sher, trinkets. We have. What does have mean? Right now as a present possession. Not we going to get. Not it's going to happen. Not we had, past tense. It's right now, peace with not just each other, that's cool, but with God, which allows us to be at peace with one another.
Amen.
Let's move on if we can. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom, who is that? Jesus Christ. Also, we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for introducing us into that grace where we now stand. And we exult or rejoice in hope of the glory of God. That's our glorification. We have hope. We have hope. That's why I don't care how bad a day you have. Nephew still ain't right. Cousin still crazy. We have hope. Because no matter how bad your day is, the point I'm making is about how much pain you live in for years and years. Glory be to God. It does nothing to that hope. Because that can't take away that hope that we have of glorification, justification, sanctification, and glorification. We have hope. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
So black folk need to understand that too. It's not in politics. Excuse me for slipping back into that, but I just in that vein. Thank God that we're free from that. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have hope in the glory of God, which is way better than getting some bill passed that's going to help some black people out temporarily down here. That's cute at best, but not really. Verse 3, not only this, but we also exult or rejoice exceedingly in our tribulations. We don't like that one, but we rejoice in our tribulations, right? Our troubles, our sufferings, and so forth, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Sound a lot like James chapter 1. Brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. Proven character. Yeah, I guess so, because once you are under the gun, if you will, from the pressure, you're going to find out what you're really made out of. And if you come through it without cussing everybody out, shooting everybody, then your character is steeled, is stronger. You've proven to yourself, yep, I'm growing up. Thank you, Father. Because I knew a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 minutes ago, I couldn't have handled this way. It brings about proven character. Amplified says it develops maturity of character. Verse 4. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character brings about hope. And hope does not disappoint. Or as King James says, maketh not ashamed. It doesn't shame us by deluding us or deceiving us, causing us to be shamed. It does not do that. Why? Because this is God's hope. Our hope is in God. He does not disappoint. Let's keep reading. Because the love of God has been poured out, shed abroad, poured out, and that's in abundance, by the way, within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. It's been poured out in our hearts, the love of God. We have peace with God, and we have the love of God. We ought to walk out there as if we're the only thing in the earth, as superheroes that can save this earth in a sense. Because we know the good. We have the goods. We have information. We've been equipped. Now, the only difference between us and Captain America is you just can't go anywhere just doing stuff. You got to let God lead you, because he's you know, you're going to go here. No, you're going to get yourself knocked out. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have your shield thrown back at you. So keep Captain America calm down. Let the Lord God send you through there. Because really, the superhero is God. It's the love of God. It's the hope that's in God. It's the glory of God. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. It's the might of God. You follow me? So it's all His. So when He sends you, then all of that is in, is been energized and is active. You go into a room and you go into the hospital, you go into the wherever, and all of that is there. And that's when results happen. But we must go with God in that. Amen? Amen. We have the love of God. And this hope that does not disappoint. Look at Romans chapter 12, I believe. Romans chapter 12. And look at verse 9. Said that love be without. I think King James said dissimulation. I think that's the word for yeah, dissimulation, which means without hypocrisy. In other words, let your love be real. Let it be sincere. Let it be a real thing. When you show love to others, make sure it's real love. Without dissimulation. Without hypocrisy. Without deceit. Let it be real and genuine. Abhor what is evil. Abhor or hate what is evil. Loathe, in other words, all ungodliness. Loathe it. Not kind of cuddle up to it or that ain't that bad or yeah, it's okay. I mean, hey, you know, after all, you can do what you gotta do. No, that's not loathing. He said, hate what is evil, abhor that what is evil, and then cling to that which is good. Cling means to hold fast, to have a tight clutch, a grip on that which is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Verse 10. That was mother's verse. I still see it written on the wall, on a sheet of paper, written in black and red with red highlights. And she had the King James version of it, which would be kindly affection. One to another, yeah. With brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. I remember seeing that at 5 or 6 years old, written over the house. Yes. Cause you got 5 knuckleheads in the house, 5 sinners. Talking about the children. Yeah. Remember, children are sinners. Yes. You got a bunch of mess going on. Yeah. How many know that you got 5 sinners? You have a bunch of mess with 5 sinners. Yeah. And so those verses were meant to minister to us. And really, those verses are meant to evangelize. When we talked about this some years ago, that really the parents are, their part of their role as in parenting is evangelistic. And so are the grandparents and the external family, the aunts and uncles and all of that. All of that is, your role is evangelistic to those little ones. Not like, oh, that's cute, he's spitting on somebody, he repeated a curse word, oh, ain't that funny? No, that's not funny. Because when you're 18 years old and he's cussing you out, when you thought it was funny when he was 8 months old, it's not funny anymore. Well, you didn't do anything between 8 and 18. Now he's a monster. So I thank God. Thank you, Mother, for putting those up there. Be kindly affectionate one to another. New American has cleaned it up a little bit and says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another. Give preference to one another. That means in the Greek to outdo one another in showing honor. That's a nice battle. That's a battle. That's the battles that God wants between his children are, you're battling for outdoing one another in honor and to outdoing one another in love. I love Mr. Chris's attitude when you go to Texas, you know, you see how they take care of me. It's embarrassing. It really is. They take care of me like I'm the king of all the earth. It's embarrassing. I'm telling you. I mean, I know how the president feels. I drive nowhere. I pay for no meals. 5-star hotel. Stock the kitchen. Stock everything. I don't carry any bags. I mean, they just feed me every meal. It's embarrassing. And so Chris sees that. He said, you know what? I got to rival that. But that's what you do. You want to step up your game in love toward one another. Rival one another. Just think and honor one another. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To rival another. I'm going to out-honor you, you know. Meaning we're going to put ourselves. Meaning if everybody's out-honoring one another, guess who's last in each one's life? Yourself. But that's who God's going to take care of. See, the world asks, well, what about me? Yeah. We say, we don't ask that question. We know God got me. He has me. We're going to try to go through this, read through the rest of it real quick. Verse 11, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. We just talked about that. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who do rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own vengeance, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, not take out vengeance on him.
Amen.
Feed him, and I might add, poison-free food. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink, again, without poisons. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. What a great direction for us as the people of God. Father God, we thank you for your simple, straightforward, and clear direction of how we're to behave ourselves in this dark world. Father God, I just sense an urgency amongst Word of Life because we know a lot of things, and therefore we're more responsible. I sense an urgency that you want us to go out and brighten up our lights. Brighten up our lights. You want to use us even more. Now, that's a scary thought now for some because that may mean you may get treated like Miss April or just they just disrespected in all kind of ways. And God is cheering because you didn't cuss him out, didn't hit him or kick him. And he's cheering with the Lord Jesus Christ while they're high-fiving. And guess who's high-fiving with him? Stephen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Stand the post, Word of Life. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.